Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today I want to talk a little bit about how to get your message out to more people, specifically through your blog, and how you can actually drive traffic to old blog posts. So if you've been blogging for several years, even several months, but what the heck. But definitely, if you have had your blog for a few years, there is a way that you can kind of breathe new life into some of those old posts that you have, because hopefully you're older and wiser now, and you've learned more, and you can go back in and kind of, freshen up some of this stuff. So I'm going to go through several things that you can do, and hopefully you can start implementing this and be able to get, like I said, get new traffic and hopefully new business as a result of it, because people are going to come and read your information and like what you have to say. So the first thing that you should do is go through your old posts and see if you can add keywords to it. Because in case you weren't paying as much attention to keyword research in the past, this is a good time to do it. Not to mention, keyword phrases change over time. So take whatever subjects you had and do some fresh keyword research on it. And then, either add it to the content itself, or maybe you might even want to tweak the title as well, which is another thing that you can do, and make it more SEO friendly and also shareable too. There's, if you put some emotion into your keyword titles, that can make them much better and able to grab someone's attention, instead of just saying, 10 tips for improving your blog, 10 easy tips to improve your blog today, something to make it like more timely and useful and really grab someone's attention. Another way to be able to drive traffic to your old blog posts is to create a roundup of old posts in one spot. So for instance, if you have talked a lot, let's say that you are a home builder, and maybe you have talked a lot in your blog about maybe you're like a real estate agent, actually. That's a better thought. And maybe you have a whole bunch of different articles about how to get your home ready for sale. Well, then you could just do like one whole big article about this and list all of these different articles in that roundup, so that now you have people who will be able to actually, your web traffic, your visitors are going to be able to go and click on those individual posts and be able to read them. And so that gives you, again, a way to be able to get old blog posts to be able to seen now, to be seen more again, and maybe reach new readers, as it were. Another thing that you can do is make the images that you have in your old blog posts more Pinterest friendly, and make sure that they match your branding. So one way to do with this is, because it can be overwhelming, depending on how many blog articles you have, is start with your most popular posts of the past. So go into, hopefully you have Google Analytics, and you can look through there and see which are the ones that are most popular. Go through and, tweak those images, or maybe make some brand new images, and then pin them to your Pinterest account. So that's another thing that you could do. Another one is to create a second blog article that kind of plays off one of your older ones, and then you can link back to that older article in the new one. I know I've done this in the past as well, as either you're kind of taking a new twist on another subject, or just elaborating on it on an old post. Or another way too is to maybe turn a couple of posts into a series. And then again, you can link these new posts back to the old ones. Another tactic you can try to do to get more traffic is to actually go through again and look at some of these older posts and add some new information to them, because odds are things might have changed over the years. And so you can update it and add current useful information to it. And besides, Google, they do like you to have like longer articles. And so if you're adding new information, that's going to be a great way to do it. Another thing is go through and make sure that you don't have any old spammy content or comments, I should say, on some of your old blog posts, because they do hurt your credibility and they really kind of mess with your site's aesthetics too. So it's not a good thing. Another thing you can consider doing is using a variety of different plugins, especially if you've got a WordPress blog. Now, one of them is called LinkWithin. And what this plugin does is it will display images of your old content down at the bottom of your blog article. So that can be a way to drive traffic. Another plugin you might want to consider is Add This. This one also allows you to display content from your archives in engaging and interesting ways. And a third plugin you might want to try is called Tweetly. And this one actually lets you promote old posts on Twitter. Now, you might also often see it followed by From the Archives, but I think you can actually go in and customize that to get rid of it. But that's a thing to do. Now, another tip that you might want to consider is to use a PS at the end of your post. And then you can follow it by one or two related articles. So it's kind of similar to LinkWithin, but this way you're doing it personally. And it's more of a personal recommendation. So that's a good thing. Another way to drive traffic is to make sure that you are linking to old posts from any new posts that you're writing. So that gives you a way to do this. And make sure that you can also go back in and proofread other older blog posts for mistakes and dead links. I have run into this. I've had to go through and fix things, especially because I used to have my blog on WordPress.com. And when I transferred it over to my new website, things got kind of jumbled, and especially with YouTube. And I wasn't able to embed YouTube videos in there, but now I can. And so I had to go through and get rid of all those old links and put the videos in there. So use a broken link checker. There's actually a plugin for WordPress called that, but I know if you Google broken link checkers, you can find other services to do that as well. Couple more tips is to schedule social media promotion of old posts. So instead of using Tweetly, which I talked about a minute ago, another way to do it is just go through and do this yourself. Now, what it might be advantageous to you is to actually hire a VA to maybe go through some of your old posts and then create like 3 months worth of tweets or Facebook posts. And that way, then you can go ahead and have those go out onto your social networking sites. Another thing to do is if you do any guest blogging, make sure that you are linking to older posts in those guest posts that you're doing. So that can be a way to have other people. Again, you're going to open up your old articles to a new audience. And another thing is to add a popular post section in your sidebar. Again, this works if you've got WordPress. They have that option, or a lot of themes will have that option where you can do that. And then another thing is to just familiarize yourself with your archives. See what's good that you can promote. And last but not least is to make sure, again, as you're reading through some of these old posts, is to make sure that you have don't have any long paragraphs. So improve the readability by breaking those up into shorter ones, maybe 5 or 6 lines or even shorter than that. And add some subheads, again, so that you can improve the readability. Okay, so there you have it, a whole bunch of different ways that you can drive traffic to those old blog posts and hopefully convert, start attracting new readers and then convert those readers into customers for your business. So I hope you got some value out of this today. If you did, I encourage you to subscribe to Write, Sell, Succeed on Twitter our Twitter. It's early in the morning this morning. I'm not awake yet. Let's see. How about iTunes Radio would be a better place for you to subscribe? We're also on Stitcher Radio as well. So we'd love to have you be one of our subscribers. And if you'd be so kind as to leave us a review, that would be fantastic too. I would appreciate that. And connect with me on social media. You can find me at Gloria Rand and on Twitter. Also, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So love to be able to hear from you. And if you do, you know, post me a comment or a suggestion, please use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you are one of our podcast listeners. Okay? Well, thank you again for joining me today. I don't know why I was talking us earlier. It's me. Anyway, thanks for joining me. And I look forward to having you on the program again. And until we meet again, I always am wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.